Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imenc.org, for Monday, July the 10th, 2006.
Israel's massive assault on Gaza continues, leaving three persons killed and four injured as Israeli warplanes fire missiles into residential areas. Across the West Bank, the army continue their campaign of house raids and taking people prisoner, while in Hebron they issue orders to close 1,000 Palestinian shops. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned.
Two resistance fighters were killed after the Israeli Air Force fired a missile at a vehicle east of the city. One child died of wounds suffered last month. Dr. Moia Hassanen, head of the emergency unit at the Palestinian Ministry of Health, identified the two residents as Raef Abu Saleh, 20, and Mohammed Khalil, 20. Dr. Hassanen added that an Israeli Apache fired several missiles at the vehicle of the two fighters while driving east of Khan Yunis. Several residents were injured in the attack. Meanwhile, one person was killed and four others injured when an Israeli airplane fired a missile into a residential area in Ilshayir neighborhood east of Gaza Monday at dawn. Ahmed El-Arkan was killed by missile fragments, wounding several parts of his body. The other four sustained critical injuries and were moved to Ilshifa Hospital in the city, medical sources reported.
Also on Monday, Khalid Waba, 15 months old, died from wounds sustained last month from an airstrike that targeted his home area in Gaza City, in which two of his family members were killed outright in the attack. The Israeli Navy shelled Gaza City Beach on Monday morning and nearby houses. A state of panic was noted amongst the residents, especially the children, but no injuries have been reported. Also, military bulldozers have started destroying farmland in the Al-Shahia neighborhood east of Gaza on Monday. At the political level, Israeli leaders responded to calls for a ceasefire from the Palestinian Prime Minister Ismail Haniyeh by increasing the intensity of their assault on Gaza. Israel's Gaza Division commander, Brigadier General Kachavi, said this weekend that the incursion could continue for at least another 2 months.
The Israeli army have intensified its invasions in the West Bank city of Bethlehem by invading several villages around the city and searching homes on Monday at dawn. In Il Obadiah village east of Bethlehem, troops stormed the village and ransacked several houses, including the house of Mohammed Radida. Meanwhile, another force invaded the village of Takua, south of the city. They also searched homes and arrested Nawer Soba, 19, Fadi Hamad, 18, Suleiman Sobe, 17, and Salim Ilshaer, 17. All were taken to unknown locations, local sources reported.
Monday at dawn, Israeli soldiers invaded the West Bank city of Nablus, broke into dozens of houses, and arrested a mother of six children, local sources reported. The sources stated that soldiers detained and interrogated dozens of residents for several hours in the Bustan Fataya area and fired rounds of live ammunition over their heads. Troops arrested a 35-year-old mother of six children from the Hamash family and took her to an unknown destination. The mother was taken prisoner after soldiers broke into her home and searched it, causing damage to furniture and belongings. Meanwhile, the army took Galia Bani Shamsa prisoner in a pre-dawn invasion to the village of Beitus, south of the city. Soldiers also confiscated several ID cards belonging to local residents, who included Nasi Ali, his brother Zahi, his mother Razmia, Youssef Dawakat, and his son Hamza, residents reported.
The Israeli army handed out military orders to renew the closure of 1,000 shops and businesses in the Old Town area of the West Bank city of Hebron, along with the closing of more than 21 streets in the area Monday morning, according to the Hebron Chamber of Commerce. The loss of shops and businesses in the area will lose $100,000 per day. The office stated that these orders aim to drive Palestinian businesses from the area to allow for continued expansion of the illegal Israeli settlements. These shops and businesses have been continuously targeted by both the Israeli army and settlers, with violent attacks and closure orders since the start of the Second Intifada 5 years ago.
The Israeli army and police installed a new checkpoint on the Jenin-Nablus road and hijacked two civilians' cars Monday afternoon. The soldier and police officers stopped and searched passing cars, checking civilian ID cards, before forcing the two drivers to drive with them to unknown destinations. The drivers said the police officers threatened the drivers with illegal and costly fines. Residents expressed concern that the army will use the stolen cars for undercover assassination attempts.
Thanks for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today for the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org. Brought to you by Maya Williams Carpenter,
Penny Quinton,
and Ghassan Benoda.